The preacher preaches a what on Sunday?
Sermon.
Okay, and the choir makes what?
Music.
Okay, and if the service was very, very pretty, you say, well, that was more than pretty. That was really what?
Really good.
Okay, would you ever use the term beautiful?
Yeah, good or beautiful.
Okay.
You know, my little grandson, or great-grandson is, last Christmas a year ago, they was all at my house for dinner. My son-in-law, he used to preach, but he used to be a Church of God preacher, you know, but mm-hmm. he quit. He's not preached in a good while. But he graced the table. And the little boy was just 3 years old, and he come around to me, and he says, Mama, says, wasn't that a good prayer? I said, yes, honey, it was a good prayer. Now, just a little three-year-old baby, but he noticed that prayer.
Well, that's mighty good.
It sure is good.
What about, have you ever heard the term ballad, meaning a hymn or anything like that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Does it make any, when do they use the term ballad? I mean, is it?
Well, I don't know. They wouldn't use that in church, I don't reckon. Mm. I don't think they would. I think that's more in, in...
Just out of the church, that's right. Okay. And a haunted house, sometimes there's been a neighborhood, there'll be a house that's supposedly full of spirits and everything, and you'd say that house is what?
Haunted.
Okay, and it's a haunted house is full of what?
Ghosts.
Okay. Let's see. I'll find something in a minute here. Do you ever hear anybody say the idea, meaning they're shocked or something like that? They might say, well, the idea. Have you ever heard anybody use
that? Yes, I've heard people say that very idea.
Yeah, that's what the very idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I've heard
very
that.
Very idea.
What do you say to someone when you meet them? You say, well, good morning or hello, what?
Well, I usually say how you do.
Okay, that's fine. And if somebody's been visiting you at the house and as they leave, you might come to the front door and say goodbye, what?
And come back again.
Okay. And what do you say among adults or on Christmas morning, what do the adults say to each other?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and what about children?
Well,
do they say the same?
Say the same to them.
What about, didn't you used to say Christmas gift or something
like
that?
Yeah, Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And people do still yet. They say Christmas gift, yeah.
Because I had a man tell me the other day that he can remember when he was a little boy and he went out and if you said Christmas gift to somebody first and they had to give you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went out and caught the mail rider coming around and the mail rider gave him a big apple when he was Christmas.
Yeah.
What about on New Year's? You say what?
New Year's. Happy New Year.
Okay. And have you ever heard anybody say, you know, instead of saying thank you or something, but thank you very much, they say I'm much obliged or much obliged?
Mm-hmm.
Which one did they say? Much obliged or much obliged?
Well, I tell you, it sounds awful to hear somebody say much obliged, but that's somebody, I always took that somebody that didn't know no better.
Yeah.
Okay. Much abide is the correct word.
Okay. If you wanted to buy some food, you'd go to a what?
Grocery store.
Okay. And you might say, well, I've got to go downtown and do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you buy meat or something and the butcher puts paper around it, he wipes it up.
He wraps it up.
Okay. And then when you get home, you have to
unwrap it.
Okay.
Put in the freezer.
If you have to sell something for less than you paid for it, you're selling it at a
loss.
Okay.